it's our responsibilities to live for our dead homies. Some were taken too young, and some didn't even get to fully evolve into the kings and queens that they were on the path to becoming. I know it hurts sometimes to think about them around their birthdays, holidays, memories, and just certain stamps that make you think about the times when your homie was still here. I'm pretty much doing this episode to encourage people to keep the memories alive. Don't let the memories fade. I woke up this morning and I wasn't feeling gloomy, but I was just thinking about all my niggas who aren't here. Now, if you have me on Facebook, I have a picture of my bro, Patrick. I watched Patrick grow up as a kid. I met Patrick when he was about 3 years old, maybe. I taught that nigga how to shoot a fucking basketball. Unfortunately, Patrick is not here anymore. Patrick passed away in a car accident about 3-4 years ago, maybe. And that shit broke me. I thought I was strong. I thought I could handle it. But out of all my life, I've been losing friends. I've been losing family. I just want to encourage people, like I said before, to keep the memories alive. They might not be here, but if you see a family member, give them a hug. Make sure that they're all right. Everybody doesn't talk about their issues. Everybody doesn't talk about their problems. I'm tatted up. I have a cross on my arm with roses that I had tatted since I was about 16. I got that because my grandmother, my grandfather, and my aunt all passed away within 3 weeks of each other. I was a little kid. I was probably 15 years old. That wasn't my first death that I experienced, but it was my first family death that I could really feel and hurt for. I'm not making this to be depressed. I'm making this so we remember them. Because sometimes our life takes over and we don't think about the shit that we're grateful for. Or the people who's not here no more dealing with the bullshit. And I know I might be taking a wrong approach on this. But tell your niggas you love them. They're not here physically, but they're here spiritually. They hear you. They're with you. Let them know that you think about them. Talk to them sometimes. It's okay. I just wanted to put this out there because, I don't know, I was just feeling some type of way this morning. And I just wanted to show respect to all my niggas and all my family who's not here no more. And I know I'm talking as if they could hear this and they're going to respond like, yo, Marcus, you wild, Harlan, that's crazy, bro. I love you. But they're not. And that's okay. I've accepted the fact that they're not here no more. But one thing I will not do is fail. We have to use that hurt and pain from our dead homies to drive us to be successful, to do things that they probably would have done. If you feel like your man's wanted to go bungee jumping and it's not your thing, try it out. Go to the iFly Zone or whatever. Just see what it's about. Just try to knock something off that you wouldn't do regularly for somebody's not here no more. And that's my wrap up on Bully Talk today. I know it wasn't nothing too crazy, but this is my fucking podcast, and I'm going to talk whenever I feel like I need to talk about some shit. So all my niggas who's not here no more, all my queens who's not here no more, I love y'all, and I know y'all listening. Bully out.